Hey, how about it, race fans? It's Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com here in the Richmond Raceway pit area with tonight's Butterball Woolridge feature winner, Ricky Weiss. Ricky, Josh Rice looked like he had it under control, but then on those last couple or three restarts, you just kept staying closer and closer to him. So when he made a mistake, you were right there to pounce.
Yeah, I just went and talked to him and, you know, told him he had a real good run there. And he just said he got to where he couldn't turn. And I was really trying to make that bottom work, but it was, you know, hit and miss. If I could get it just right, you know, we were as good or a little bit better down there. But if I missed it, he'd pull, you know, 5-6 car lengths on me. So at the end there, I just thought if I could, you know, I seen him slip up a little bit. I got right next to him, and I guess I just put a little bit of pressure on him, and then he jumped that cushion there. And once we got by him, I knew if I just floated the middle, I think we were pretty safe. So
those restarts all night were crazy. It's like every time there were position changes. How did you get yourself in the right position so you could be in the right position?
Well, you know, the bottom was really good there. And then I think the guys behind us kept hitting the water and splashing it up off of two. And there's one restart where I actually got beat on the outside, and then the guy picked the inside, which I really wasn't, even if I was second, I wasn't going to pick that because I seen the water sitting there. I think Josh actually fired early and we were clear of it, but I could get rolling on the outside as long as I could clear the inside guy there. And then, you know, I was just trying to maintain with Josh, and that was definitely his race to win. But like I said, we were right place, right time. So
you've had two wins that have had really nice paychecks this year, one up at Bristol and then one here. So it never hurts to put a lot in the bank.
No, of course. You know, this sport's getting insane on price of everything, you know, everything down to nuts and bolts. But I'm just happy for my guys. You know, it just pumps up the whole atmosphere, everybody around it. And it's just been a little bit that, you know, we've had a real good car. We've been really consistent the last 6, 7, 8 weeks. And I'm proud to say that we build these cars, and JR and Brando, everybody back at the shop has been busting their butts. And now I think we'll get a couple more out there, and it's only going to make these cars better and better. And I think we've got a shot at contending with the best of the best.
And this last question, but you won at Bristol, you won at Tazewell, and you won here. I can't imagine three tracks any more different than those three are.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to adapt. We've come to Richmond a few times. I really like Bristol. I like the speed there. Tazewell's a miniature Bristol, I would say. We're real close, you know. Now we got our car back to where it's working really good in the slick. It's working really good in, you know, the fast conditions. Typically in the dirty and the rough, we struggle a little bit, but tonight, you know, we're right there with the best of them. So just proud of my guys, proud of everybody that turns wrenches on this thing. And we're not sure where we're going to run next week, so we'll have some time to think about it and celebrate, and you know, just have some drinks and plan the rest of the year.
This will play back, so you want to name some sponsors?
Yeah, everybody that helps out. JC Properties, G-Style Transport, Jardine, Colm Brothers, Turk Enterprises, Derek Sandblasting, Key Waiting Truck Service. We just, you know, everybody on this car that helps us on and off the track. You know, Wiesner Trucking. Travis has been coming in down on his off times, and he's been working really hard, and proud to have those guys, and, you know, keeping a smile on everybody's face. And hopefully we can pick up some bigger guys this winter and just keep rolling, and like I said, contend with the best of them.
That's tonight's $20,000 winner, Ricky Weiss.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
I should have grabbed my card and just thanked everybody, but